So have you ever been abroad, and when you come back into the US, you have to stand in this really long line at the immigrations, and there's this other line that is much longer and works a lot slower, and that's for people who are not US citizens. So I was in that line when I was 12 with my dad and my mom and my brother and my sisters. And around us, there was all kinds of languages and all kinds of backgrounds. And I remember standing there and I was thinking about how everyone else got there, because we had our own story, but I'm sure there was all kinds of other backgrounds. But in order to tell my story, we have to go back 6 months further. And 6 months before standing in that line, I was selling everything I owned. My dad was selling his like pristine light blue Datsun 120Y. I had this like library of books that people checked books out from in my neighborhood, and I was like slowly seeing these shelves empty. And we had to fit everything we owned into these two suitcases per person. And one of my suitcases had these stamp albums, because at that time, and I still have them, they were my like most prized possession. So anyways, two suitcases, and we're standing in this line, and there's a sense of tension, because at the end of this line at the immigration office at the airport, this person could say, you know, you have to get back on a plane and head back. Doesn't matter how you got there. And that tension is like present for everyone there. So slowly we creep up to this person, and my mom and dad talk to the immigration officer, and he stamps our passport and he passes us through, and now we're in the United States. And there's a lot of unknown. And we drive this quiet ride to my aunt's house, and we sleep for the first time in the US. And the next morning, I'm one of the first people to wake up. And my cousin wakes up, and he's like, "Hey, have you seen Dumb and Dumber?" And I was like, we didn't have that in Pakistan. And he's like, "You gotta watch this movie. This is America, you know?" So that's my first movie in the US. But from that moment onwards, you know, there's this like journey of like immersion and acclimating to this brand new culture starts. You know, I spent every moment that I was alone like paying attention to how people say words. And I was like, if I have an accent, I'm the other, you know? If I have an accent, I don't know how we do here, you know? Like accents are a big part of things. I spent every moment observing how people talk, how people touch each other, how close they stand to someone. Understanding like value systems here. And I think that this is the process every immigrant goes through. So transitions in general are hard. You know, I'm sure a lot of people started diets. That transition is hard. By definition, that's how it works. And there's all this social pressure when you come to the US or you're an immigrant anywhere to have a clean slate. But you know, we have these impressions that are perfectly permanently imprinted in us and how we grew up. And humans, by definition, aren't clean slates. We are, you know, humans are dirty slates. That's a t-shirt. We moved to Detroit, but Lansing is home to a lot of people who are voluntary immigrants, a lot of people that are refugees, a lot of students here. So I urge you to go talk to them and hear their story, and I'm sure you will love what you hear. And just give them this like big smile, and it'll make their month. So thank you for listening to my story.